We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's
Daniel
Jeremy,
along too.
Our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, as we sit here and gush over Phil from Modern Times. Yes, Dan Reed is also in the studio with us.
Who we're also gushing over, quietly.
We were gushing over something I'll share with you later on in the program. Dan actually did some great renditions of one-star reviews given to Modern Times in the form of song.
Yeah, I felt like they deserved it.
You brought some fantastic beers for us to try tonight, all this around what's coming up February 8th. This is the Carnival of Caffeination, which you've done before, but this one has a twist.
We have a tagline, Pastry Palooza.
This is everything like pastry with coffee.
Yeah, so we have roasters in-house, a bunch that are invites, and then we also have our breweries coming out, too. In past years, we kind of had a mix of styles, too, but we're leaning into the over-the-top decadent pastry stouts that have, like, every confectionery delight mixed in.
Is there nougat?
There's an all-nougat beer, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard to get out of your taste once it's in there.
It's just a melted big hunk.
Ooh, we should do that.
That's gonna hit hunk juice is what we call it.
That's juice.
Maybe workshop that one a bit.
So as we sit here and talk about what really needs to be at the festival, let's talk about some of the things that may be at the festival. You're going to start as light, and I love the can. That's one of those cool stovepipe cans. What are we drinking?
Yes, indeed.
Fooder Aged Tent Beer is this beer.
And that's 19.2 ounces for those of you who are wondering what 19.2 means.
You can't see it. It's very large.
Well, I wish you could, because the artwork on it, one of the things I always love about Modern Times is the artwork on these specialty releases is always next level.
I had a terry cloth shirt in 1979 that looked remarkably close to that can.
I think we nailed it, if that's the case. I think that was definitely the desired motif. Yeah, so, I think we employ definitely one of the largest art teams in the beer industry, and they're all immensely talented at design, so we get some really cool stuff.
This is a really interesting beer, because I feel like when you said tent beer, I'm thinking, all right, it's going to be like a fest beer. There's going to be caramely notes.
I was just going to say, this is not a guzzler so much as something you want to just savor.
Mm-hmm. It's bold. We finally nailed it. So yeah, we aged it for 3.5 months. I know, like, wow, fest beer, you'd be like, oh wow, that was a long time ago. Yes, it was. And it's not like it just was hanging out or anything, man. But we aged it in like a medium toast fooder, so you get a lot of that vanilla character out of it.
It's like nutty and vanilla. And
who is this a collaboration with?
Heater Allen.
They're in McMinnville, Oregon.
I have no idea where McMinn is, but I love it. Now, what's the availability on this?
So this one's in all of our tasting rooms currently. We didn't really distro. We do an online sale every month, so we do it for the public, usually the first or second Saturday. And if you join up for our email newsletter, we'll send you out an email blast letting you know of all the like rare one-off stuff that we're putting out each month.
I do it because I get that email too.
I write to you every month.
Yes, you do. Well, Dan and I find our love connection. we're going to start things off with a tune, and I'm going to finish this beer because it is mesmerizing.
Checks
and
out.
Bold.
Strong.
It's bold and strong flavors. It's Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Yo, this can is very pretty, Ken.
More than one star.
It is a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking tonight with our friends from Modern Times. Phil, hold on. Clear this up for me, because I heard you talking to Ken just before we went live. You said this is a Pilsner?
Yeah, we lagered this at 5.5%. It's our Star Jungle, but then kind of like, I don't know, we were trying to figure out what to even call this thing. We ended up calling it like a hazy Pilsner, which itself is, you know, kind of weird and paradoxical. But it's with just a ton of Mosaic and Nelson, and the aroma on it is ridiculous.
You get that fruity nose, but there was something crisp to it. There was almost like a biscuitiness to it.
Yeah. It's a fruity biscuit.
Got those like spritzy white wine type of notes to it that I like.
But my mind is blown that this is a hazy Pilsner. I literally want to drink this all day, because it is absolutely refreshing, and it's what I want right now. It's all those tropical hops, but it doesn't leave me feeling like, oh, I could only have one of these before I'm going to be burnt out.
We're getting old, guys. This is retirement home for your palate.
No,
we're taking it to.
I'm right here. That's not funny.
Dude, it's happening to all of us. I found myself extolling the virtues of a great pilsner to strangers at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's happened.
Less of a retirement home, more of like, you know, I'm really into Steely Dan right now. And I feel
clean.
This is right there.
It's just a little bit of chorus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw you pour it out of a can. Is this something that's out in the wild right now?
Yeah. So this one, Star Jungle, unlike the other one, we sent out to everywhere we distribute beer. So if you're anywhere in San Diego, your local craft beer bottle shop, you know, any of those cool spots that are carrying craft should have cans of this right now.
And it's gold. It looks like a Pilsner can.
All right. So you've dazzled me with your hazy Pilsner. We're going to take a break when we come back. I've got a couple of songs to go with this. And you said something about a hazy IPA. It's gotten to the point of where we started to trade those stories that, you know, only can be talked about off the air. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt
94.9.
It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Dan and Phil from Modern Times dazzling us with some of their latest wares. Just wrapped up the Star Jungle Hazy Pilsner. We've also had their Tent Beer, which is a Fest beer collaboration that was aged in Fooders, which both those beers, go try. In fact, try everything at Modern Times and go to the Carnival of Caffeination. Let me get that right.
Nailed it.
Which is coming up on February 8th. Not just the regular Carnival of Caffeination. This is Pastry Palooza. I imagine this is a ticketed event, right? I've got to get things ahead of time because you guys always sell out.
Yep. Chances are it will sell out. They usually do. So this one's, I think, $65 for general admission. VIP is already sold out. 12 to 4, and it's at Liberty Station on the North Promenade, which is beautiful.
Oh, my
idyllic
God.
And wonderful.
Wow. Wait, I get to drink amazing over-the-top beers, and I get that view?
Yep.
Sign me. Here, just take my wallet. Just
will there be
whatever,
donuts?
Whatever you want to do with a credit card, just make sure I get a ticket or two.
Quote me on this. There will be donuts.
No, don't, man. Come on. It's my favorite Daniel Day-Lewis
movie. I was
going
to say, there will be donuts. I there. Drink your pastry stout. I'm a donut man. I drink it up.
That's my favorite moment thus far.
All right, so now you mentioned Hazy IPA, and you've brought me one. This is Mythic Worlds. Tell me, what are you blowing my mind with this time?
Mythic Worlds is our new seasonal that we just launched. Runs from basically now till the end of March, and it is a really just like galaxy and mosaic heavy Hazy IPA. For us, like the entire time we've been a brewery, we've had a hard time getting galaxy contracts until this last year.
Yep. When the galaxy arrives, you're a real brewery. What are the seasonals that you rotate right now in terms of like this category?
So yeah, it's changed a lot actually in the last few years. So this is the start of the year, January. They're basically like they're kind of lining with the quarters. Beginning of the year is going to be Mythic Worlds. Second is Star Cloud. Third is Critical Band. And then the last, probably our most popular, is Spaceways right now, which we've been doing, which is a very Nelson heavy.
I was going to say, I know all these beers and they are all fantastic.
I had a couple of Spaceways last night because I picked up your value pack at the Costco above my house.
Is Booming Rollers, is that out right now?
Ken, you want to sit down for this?
Yeah, Ken.
It's at a farm upstate.
It's with Loma Lanzaison on a farm.
In the big BevMo in the sky.
You know what? I don't hate you for retiring Saison, but I hate you for retiring Booming Rollers.
Yeah, but you know what?
Join the club. Our Instagram comments are very, it's evident people are bummed about it.
The seasonal program, I don't think it was ever meant for like a sense of permanence, and people are looking for new and exciting stuff.
Well, this Mythic Worlds is just phenomenal. It is like being hit with a sack of oranges in a good way.
Let's play this track to go along with that. We come back. I have no idea what you're going to pour next, which, you know, I'm like 10% scared, 90% excited.
That's an appropriate ratio.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with our friends from Modern Times. And we've been talking about this Carnival of Caffeination there, Pastry Palooza, that's happening on February 8th. Up till this point, we haven't had anything that's really been like over-the-top crazy pastry, but now that we have Dan and Phil from Modern Times pouring us this
banana hammock.
I mean, you could have called this banana hammock.
No, we could not have.
No? All right, so what is this banana coconut bomb that I'm smelling right now?
So it's a 12% imperial stout that we hit with coconut, Madagascar vanilla, and wild Thai bananas.
Oh, my Lord. This is truly, when you said like Pastry Palooza, this right here is what I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, we had an easy end to it.
Three beers were all just foreplay for this one right here.
I have to be eased into the hammock.
I have self-consciousness issues, so.
This beer is called Reality Maze. I want to make that very clear.
All right, so Reality Maze, it's banana coconut, cream pie, imperial stout. Is this aged in bourbon barrels too?
No. So this is, we've been experimenting with doing a lot of the higher over the top adjunct beers, but with no barrel rest or barrel time. So we've been able to create all that flavor without that kind of bourbon back.
This is one of the ones you want to have a taster of and keep tasting other stuff, because if I had a pint of this, I might not remember my own birthday by the end of the night.
Well, it's dangerous. Like, there's no, because it's not barrel aged too, there's like no heat on the back end.
This is the best piece of pie I have ever had.
That's all. That's exactly what we were aiming for.
You poured it out of the, you poured this out of a bottle. So I take it it's bottled, but you can't have a lot of this. This tastes way too good to be like mass produced.
We had it in our online sale that I was mentioning earlier for January, and there's a small amount still in the tasting rooms, but we were basically stealing from like that little rest of the stock to, you know, pour for tonight for you guys.
Yeah. Can I lick the empty glass that you've got in front of you?
I said no. That's my empty glass to lick. It's like fighting over the beaters as a child. Who's going to get the cookie beaters?
Pretty much.
As Ken and I will argue
over. I lick
over...
your beater.
We're going to play a couple of songs to go with this reality maze, and I might put a ball gag in Ken's mouth. I don't know. Why do I feel like we had this revelation last time we all hung out together that you guys are all born and raised Escondido?
Por vida.
I mean, we literally has taken us five beers to get to this point, but what would a Friday night be without it? It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy hanging out with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, Dan, Phil from Modern Times, those guys on the side of the table, the Escondido crew. So there you go.
There we go.
Let's go.
Shout out.
I blame everything on them. We just wrapped up Reality Maze, the first of the crazy pastry stouts you're going to find at the Carnival of Caffeination. Pastry Palooza, February 8th, that Modern Times is putting on at Liberty Station. And once again, where do we get tickets if we want to buy those?
It's going to be a party. You can get tickets at moderntimesbeer.com/carnival, or you can just go to moderntimesbeer.com, click events, and poke around. I believe in you. You can do this.
All right, Phil. So there's a reason you guys put this beer at the very end. Deeds and Exploits. It smells boozy. What are we drinking?
14.3%.
We're crunching in on wine territory at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a blend of basically like different strong ale, barley wine, and stout beer together. And then for those of you who don't know, we are also a coffee roaster. So Modern Times Coffee, we sell our whole beans, we sell our cold brew, we have a coffee subscription program that you can sign up for where we'll mail coffee right to your door every month with zero effort other than money. We hit this one with an Ethiopia Tega and Tula Farm coffee beans. So this is one that's showcasing just all about the coffee, right? Mm-hmm. Like the barrel blend is there to kind of like carry it at a booziness and a weight. And then on the top of that, you get sort of that, you know, chocolatey, a little bit of a fruity kind of blueberry note to the coffee. Yeah. You get like, there's a lot of complexity on this one.
We condition that coffee in bourbon barrels as well, the green coffee beans. Coffee is a huge part of the Carnival of Caffeination, obviously. In addition to all the breweries that we have coming out, we have a whole bunch of great coffee roasters that make absolutely world-class coffee. Compa coffee roasters, we have Mostra, Pure Intentions, Electric coffee roasters from Tijuana's coming up. We have a bunch of like really, really killer coffees that are going to be there. So even if you're not particularly a beer person, or if you happen to be in that unfortunate position of being the driver for the day, there is something there for you.
I mean, being wide awake and drunk is the best thing to do on a Saturday.
Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah, you know, being wide awake and drunk on a Friday is not bad either. This is great!
That's how almost every Van Halen album was recorded.
Well, with this Deeds and Exploits, you really have blown my mind into what we can find at the Carnival of Caffeination. You will see me there February 8th. I can't account for any of my actions. What will happen while I'm there, or Ken?
I'll wear a mask.
Most terrifying thing I've ever heard.
I'll wear a mask.
If you see the drunk guy stumbling around trying to put on his flip-flop looking like the Coachella guy with a plague mask on, you'll
know
it's
Ken. I'm a friendly koala. Come on, give me a hug.
And on that note, we are going to get out of here. We'll end with this. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week, Friday night at 7 o'clock for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.